You are listening to Metro.
Why, hello there. My name is Metro. Nice to be with you today. MetroRadioShow.com, the place where you can check out all kinds of cool stuff from the internet and some of these interviews that we do from time to time. Also, search on iTunes, MetroRadioShow.com. Just search it, put it in a bill, just type it, and then boom, podcast, there for you. You can take them wherever you want to go. I'm geeking out a little bit this morning. I grew up on movies like Mallrats and Chasing Amy, and had a really strong Chasing Amy obsession for a long time. Download the soundtrack in college and would just chill out in my room to that Soul Asylum song. It was bad. I don't know what that means for me. I don't know if that means I secretly want to flip girls from being lesbians to being in love with me, or if I just enjoy Ben Affleck and Jason Lee quite a bit. I'm going to go on the latter side, and that's why we're here this morning with Jason Lee. He's going to be guest starring on Up All Night, which is a very funny show on NBC. You know him, of course, from all of the Kevin Smith movies. Also, Almost Famous, Vanilla Sky, My Name is Earl, so much different stuff, and very pleased to speak with Jason Lee this morning. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm just waking up on this fine morning.
Where are you, L.A. right now?
Yeah, I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, well, good morning.
Good morning. Where are you?
I'm in Philadelphia.
Philly, represent.
That's right.
I love Philly.
So I have to tell you, Jason, I do a lot of interviews, and most of them I'm pretty okay at. I feel like I'm okay at conversation. But this one is probably going to go the route of Chris Farley and the, hey, remember that time you were in that thing? That was pretty awesome. Because
that's one of my favorite bits of all time when he's interviewing Paul McCartney.
Yeah, well, this is kind of it for me because I grew up as a kid in Jersey, and Chasing Amy and all of those movies meant so much to me, so much so that, you know, we traveled to Red Bank and we'd sit in front of Jack's Music Shop and I'd recite lines about Catholic schoolgirls and the outfits. And
that's amazing, man. That's so awesome. Isn't Red Bank a cool place?
Oh, it's such a cool town. And if you've never traveled to Red Bank and those movies mean anything to you, it's the spot because Jack's Music Shop's right there. And now they have that Jay and Silent Bob secret stash thing there, which is a really cool comic book shop at the same time.
Yeah, I haven't been to that one, but I've been to the one in California.
I was geeked out. I was one of those kids that I actually had a shirt. I don't even know where I got this shirt, but it had the four-way stop on it with Santa Claus on one end and the Easter Bunny on the other end.
That's amazing. So you were a pretty diehard Kevin Smith fan.
I was, and I think that that was kind of the culture here because, you know, at that time, there wasn't really anything to represent Jersey, and that was such a cool thing for us. And I embraced it big time, and especially Chasing Amy was a movie that I embraced a lot. And you were the guy. I feel like I grew up always kind of as a Holden, and I wanted to be a Banky, so something that I definitely aspired to.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so cool. I've never heard anybody say, I grew up a Holden, and I always wanted to be a Banky.
Yeah, I was waiting for the facial hair to come in so that I could do it right, and I would wear backwards hats, and I would say snarky stuff at girls and talk about Archie comics, and that would be me.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, so this is the portion of the interview where we go, hey, remember when you were in Chasing Amy? That was awesome.
I do remember. I do indeed remember.
Jason Lee on the phone right now. You are a guest star in Up All Night, which is on NBC. It's on Wednesday nights on NBC. And you're playing the neighbor of the Brinkleys, which is Will Arnett and, oh, why am I blanking on names? Christina Applegate. And you are guest starring in, do you have like a romantic thing going on with Maya Rudolph in this episode, or you're just hanging out with her?
Yeah, I guess I play a single father neighbor of the Brinkleys, and I end up falling for Maya Rudolph's character. It's actually really sweet, you know. Speaking of Chasing Amy and the Kevin Smith world, you know, I kind of started out playing roles that were very different and kind of tried to continue along that path into like Earl and stuff. So this is really cool to play something kind of straight, just like a guy, you know, which I've never really done before. And it's interesting because I've found that it sort of poses some challenges because I'm so used to like having mustaches and lots of, you know, crazy dialogue and things to sort of lean on that make, you know, characters really interesting. the characters that I've played really interesting. This one's just a little bit straighter. He's funny, but he's also very just kind of sweet and endearing and just a regular dude, you know? I guess this is me playing, this is my Holden.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think there's a little Banky and Holden that fight within all of us, and sometimes we drift over to one side, and then sometimes we're just a tracer and we try to fight people.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's nice. I mean, it's a great show, too. I don't know if you've seen it, but
yeah.
It's really funny and actually very sweet, and I don't know, I was really flattered to get invited into that world, and I've filmed 3 episodes so far.
Oh, awesome. I didn't realize it was going to be like a full arc. I thought it was like a one-and-done thing. That's awesome that you'll be sticking around for a little while.
Yeah, I guess I'm not this next one, but the next one I'm shooting as well. I guess I've got 4 lined up now.
Oh, good. Does it make you miss Earl and that whole world a little bit?
Oh, man, totally. I was, you know, it's weird to be a guest star at first because you're walking into an already well-oiled machine, a universe that's already, you know, kind of doing its thing, and it's created itself, and it's firing along, and you're kind of merging into that traffic, that flowing thing already, and trying to find your place. And luckily, all these, you know, all the people on Up All Night are super friendly and cool, and it's been very warm and welcoming. But yeah, it certainly made me miss Earl, you know, which could have gone on and should have gone on for a little bit longer, I think. So I look forward to doing that again.
Yeah, the show is called Up All Night.
It's another show.
Yeah, it's Will Arnett and it's Christina Applegate, and Jason Lee's going to be a guest star for a couple episodes this season. Definitely worth checking out. It's on Wednesday nights on NBC. Make sure you do. Jason, thanks for waking up, man, and taking a few moments and letting me relive some childhood memories. And please,
yeah, I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Please know that finger cuffs will forever be in my lexicon because of you. All right, brother, get some coffee and be good, and we'll talk to you later on.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
it. Later.
You are listening to Metro.